section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast, season 12, episode number 11 and number 81 in the books. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by the 2006, the 2011, and the 2059 champion, Mr. Amazing. So let's get the results of week number 10 for KSL. Andy smearing Aaron, Doug over Brian, Nanigay over Pate, over beats Hoofter.
Hoofter beat Oberg.
Oh, I was going to say.
I just didn't change.
Okay, so Hoofter beat Oberg, Snyder over Palmer, Tybo over Kevin. What's the game of the week, Aaron?
It was actually Hoof and Oberg's game. The reason why I didn't change it is because the results weren't decided. And in fact, Oberg, even at the last play of the game, he came very close to upsetting Hoofter. So I think that one's my game of the week.
I disagree. It's going to be myself beating you, Aaron, for the first time. So I get the trophy wherever that's at. The Toll Bowl game of the week is going to be to who, Aaron?
Oh, it's actually going to be the same. I've done this a few weeks in a row now. But seriously, it was two of the lowest scoring games this week.
Nah, so Hoofter over Oberg. Mm-hmm. And I will have to agree on that. The upset of the week is going to go to who, Aaron?
Oh, that one's an easy one. It was that team that had never defeated that other team. That I would say is definitely the upset.
So Doug versus Brian. So Brian got passed for his tacoed. Huh? I didn't think that. I was gonna think upset of the week was you losing to me, but whatever.
Yeah, that's what we call an upset, is when the better team loses to the worst team.
Blah, blah, blah. I won. So let's move on to week number 11. We have Snyder versus Hoofter, Oberg versus Tybo, Doug versus Dave, Pate, Nanigay versus Palmer, Andy versus Kevin, and Aaron versus Brian. Game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
That one, you know what? It was hard because I was going to say Snyder and Hoofter, because those are going to be that's a huge matchup. But Andy, it's you and Kevin. The reason why is because Kevin is a staggering 14-6 against you. And in fact, you have not beat Kevin since 2008. And since this is your season to buck tradition, I got to ask you, do you think that this is where you even it up?
I hope so.
By going 7-14?
I really hope so. I need to win. I need to beat him. I need to beat him bad. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be the game of the week. And it's going to be one of those hard-fought matches, and I'm going to see Kevin, of course, on Saturday, and it'll be interesting to see what he has to do.
Punch him in the dick for me?
I will punch him in the dick for you. I'll be like, hey, what's up, Kevin? He'll give me a hug, and right before I do, I'm going to hit him in the nuts and then give him a hug. And I'll be like, while you're down there. Anyway, so the Toll Bowl game of the week is going to go to who? Ober versus Ty. What do you think, Aaron?
Yep.
So who is most likely to get passed for his taco? I'm going to say Ty.
Palmer?
No, I'm going to say Ty Boardman.
Oh.
I think Oberg's going to win this week.
He needs to. He now has the second record for most losses.
Really?
In a row.
Jeez. So how many, what is he on right now? Eight losses or nine?
Nine losses.
Oh. Well, he won the first week.
Yep. And he hasn't won since. So not that the thing is, he has definitely gotten screwed over a little bit. You know, he has when you compare his record against Palmer definitely had a much, much easier schedule. Oberg had a pretty tough one. He's in a really tough division as well. So, it's not 100% Oberg's fault.
Yeah. It's all about the schedule. And I was a victim of that last year. And unfortunately, Johnny has been a victim, but he's been a real big victim. So let's move on to some news. So which team we should announce also that Doug Hahn has clinched a playoff berth. First one to do it. And it was week 10. It's not the earliest, but congratulations on him doing that. By the way, we should find out what was the earliest clinch. That's good.
Oh, the earliest was week one back in 2006.
What?
Yeah, week one, I clinched a playoff berth.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, oh, that's right. That's right, because we all made it.
Because everybody made it.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So when we went to a 12 or 14 or 16 team league, we need to find out what that would be. But I think it's Palmer, because I think he went on an 8-0 run at one point. So
yeah, he was 11-0 at one point in time.
Yeah, so he must have done it. Congratulations on that, and congratulations on Doug for making you know, clinching a berth.
You know? So Andy, I want to ask you, which made team? So these are teams that we know are going to make the playoffs. Which made team do you not want to see in the playoffs between Doug, Kevin, Brian, Joe, and Tybo?
Ooh, I'm going to say Brian's team. His team has been performing really well, and he has some good matchups this week going against you. So I don't want to see Brian in the playoffs.
I'm going to still say Doug. You know, I think that even though Doug's team has gotten a little bit battered and bruised, I still don't want to see his team. Kevin, I think, is very beatable. And I think that he has, unfortunately, you know, he has been at the top of the list, which means that waiver wire picks, he wasn't able to get much depth. So he is not going to be, you know, doing too well in the running back and wide receiver department. And if Peyton Manning goes down, he is screwed.
Yes.
He is screwed, plain and simple.
If Peyton Manning goes down, so does Kevin.
Yeah.
On everyone in the league.
So I still say Doug. I still say Doug is the person who I don't. Now, Andy, I wanted to throw some interesting stats from the message board at you and just kind of see what you thought about it. So, first of all, let me ask you this. Doug pretty much has his division locked up. Do you believe that he wins his division?
Yeah, I think I said earlier I believe that he would win it. I said I would, but I knew better. But yeah, he's pretty much won it. Even all he has to do is win one more, and then he clinches basically one of the top three seeds. I believe he will win this week. I think he'll beat Dave. It's gonna be one of those things where I still think Doug's gonna beat Dave. But it's going to be a close game. I believe it will be. But yeah, Doug, when he wins this week, he'll clinch. Definitely, he'll clinch one of the top three seats. So congratulations for him doing that.
Okay, so yeah, that was a pretty simple either yes or no answer. Now, Andy, let me ask you this then. Kevin currently has a 2-game lead over Nanagay in the Lulz division. Is Kevin going to clinch his division?
Ooh, good question. Well, after I beat him this week, he won't.
So let's talk real quick then about his schedule coming up, because that might give you a better indication. So he plays you this week.
Okay.
Followed by me. Then he plays Oberg. So let's just say he loses to you and then he loses to me. He then has Oberg week 13.
And
I think that he'll probably beat Oberg. Just going to throw that out there. So do you believe that he clinches his division?
You know, he might. I don't think he will, though.
Oh, you think Nanagay is going to get it?
I think Nanagay is going to win.
Really? So in order for that to happen, Nanagay has to win his next 2 games, possibly 3.
Yeah.
And you think he's going? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
He play you at all? Because that should be an easy win for him.
Yeah, he does play me, and I beat him last time we played. So, you know, we'll see. Now, Andy, let's move on to $5 below the belt then. This one is going to be a little bit tougher because the race is a lot closer. We have Joe and Brian at 6-4, and then we have Hoofter at 5-5. Theoretically, this week we could have a 3-way tie if Hoofter wins and Brian loses. Then all three teams are going to be 6-4. And actually, who's going to have the tiebreaker with that? The tiebreaker would be determined by who has more points for, because Hoofter would be 3-1, as would Joe. So it would then fall to the points for the tiebreaker. Let me ask you, out of those three, who is going to take that division?
I still believe Joe will. Brian's gonna be really close, but I don't think Hoofter's going to do it. He'd be the surprise, but I think that I take that back. I think Brian will end up doing it because Joe's team is just messed up. And Brian lost Doug Martin. You know, that was the big thing. But I do believe that I will say Brian's going to get it. I think Joe will come close, but I think it'll be a tiebreaker. And that's what's going to happen, unfortunately, to Joe. But Hoofter's one of those guys. You know, he'll end up making the playoffs, I think. Which
okay, well, stack rank him for me right now. Who like winner, second, and third of the division?
Brian Joe Hoofter.
Okay, all right, nice. And then let's see, let's take a look at some other stats here, then Andy. You know, actually, let's just look at some fun things for Week 11. Just going to throw it out there. Although you probably have already read this if you listen to the podcast.
Actually,
Doug is 6-1 during Week 11. Does Doug make it 7-1?
7-1 for Doug.
All right. Tybo is 4-1 during Week 11. Does he get a win?
4-2.
Oh, Snyder is 1-5 going up against Hoofter. Does he make it 2-5 or 1-6?
1-5-1.
And Oberg, who's going up against Tybo, who you believe is 4-2. So Oberg is normally 1-5. You believe Oberg's going to be 2-5, though?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. So, Andy, let's talk about Survival and Pick'em. No one important was eliminated week 10 for Survivor. And right now, Kevin is in the lead for Pick'ems with 95, but Frail is right behind him with 91.
Which actually, Frail should be number one.
He should be, but he's not. You know, we can't play Monday morning quarterback.
True, but I just find that kind of funny.
And I apologize. I put the wrong thing down. I said 91. Frail's 93. Kevin is 90.
So
95.
Frail, hypothetically, he should be at what, 97, 98?
He should be, yeah.
Which I find hilarious. I find funny, but because he missed, you know, what, like five games or six games? So,
yeah.
And he's still two behind Kevin. That's what I find funny. So he knows how to pick him. Gotta give you credit, Frail. You know, you definitely know how to pick him. Great job. One thing we should also talk about is Survival. I won it, but I was eliminated, unfortunately, because I...
You know, I already talked about Survivor, so...
I mean, yeah, but, you know, I wanted to bring up the fact that Jacksonville actually won. Apparently, my strategy picking whoever Jacksonville played, picked that team.
You're currently leading in league pick'ems right now, too.
Oh,
by one.
By one, yeah. And unfortunately, I actually picked against myself once. Oh, wait, no, I didn't. I take that back.
Yeah, anyways. I picked against you this week.
Oh, thank you. Well, you might as well just... You're going to get that one wrong, so... And I'm going to get all mine right. Yep, unfortunately. So that's all... You know, I guess that's all the time we have for QI Sports League this week. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at Kiwani Sports. Kiwani Sports. You can follow the league. Yes, don't forget the league. If you guys don't go to the league, Pate, if you are an idiot. Aaron put up a great wiki. He's the one who's filled it all out. He's done a great job of doing it. KiwaniSportsLeague.com. And of course, that's on the 86 Productions Network, which also hosts and edits this podcast. And if you want to check out the podcast, of course, section86.com. Or if you want to go to KiwaniSports.com.
They're listening to the fucking podcast right now, you idiot. Suck if you it. Want to check out the podcast, go to section86.com. Hey. Aren't they listening to the podcast?
They are listening to it because they probably use, like, you know, a podcatcher. They probably use iTunes or something like that. Or maybe they get the email. You know, I'm not sure right now.
Do they get the newsletter?
They probably get...
Do you have a bulletin board where you post things up?
We have a bulletin board service. You have to connect to it.
Do you have a MyFace page?
Wait, is there something the matter with having a MyFace page? I'm all about MyFace. That's my offline avatar. I made one earlier. It's awesome.
So, I haven't even had the show yet.
Because you suck. So, for my co-host Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And of course, 86 Productions, Section 86, they host and edit the podcast. So we need to thank them. So again, for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Where's Doug when you need him? So high!